Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Glad to have you along on What's On Your Mind, Thursday, 27th of October edition. Sean Hinderrocker at the bottom of the hour from the Center of the American Experiment.
Seen enough to know that we've got
an update on that Walls
where the stars
and Jensen race in Minnesota. What's your gut tell you there?
It's a force of peace right now.
I think Jensen has done everything right.
It depends on where you ask. I think he's going to do great in greater Minnesota. The question is, as it always is with these big cities.
Is it enough?
Yeah. Exactly.
I do think he's done everything right. Look at him at the state fair as an example. Up there every single day. Glad handing and...
Yep.
He's gone around the state. Done a good job. That'll be interesting. We'll see what John Hinderrocker has to say about it. Jim, the flagpole guy, will check in with us.
Tim Walz, by the way, got about as far as 27th and LaSalle away from the Capitol, and he started to shake. He gets all freaked out.
He does, huh?
Yeah, he can't. Can't get too far from that bubble.
He's literally physically...
It's like an electric fence shock collar thing on him, you know?
Physically incapable of going outside the swamp.
When he does, he brings donuts.
So anyway, Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here. We're going to talk with Rick. Is it Steves? Of PBS fame?
Yep.
Okay. Are you familiar with his PBS fame?
I am not, but I know the name.
Okay. I'm not familiar either. I kind of feel like I should know. I don't watch PBS that often, although I did watch it last night. A local debate between John Hoeven, Rick Becker, and Christina Christensen. Christina Christensen is, I don't know what her deal is, but she has some, I guess it's a lack of manners. I don't know that she, I guess she thinks that serves her well, but she, if you watched it, you can agree or disagree with me. 701-271-1100.
Yeah, Rick Steves is a travel guy. That's why I know his name.
Toll free at 855-200-1776. Well, anyway, I don't watch it that much.
Yeah, I don't either, but I knew that. I remember because I watched Travel Channel here, and he's a travel, he's a Europe guy.
And the reason he's on today is because he's campaigning in favor of legalizing marijuana in 5 different states that have ballot measures. So, he's coming into North Dakota to say, rah, rah, let's go on marijuana. And we've had the other side on, so we thought, let's have him on. Let's talk about it. Rich Wardner, North Dakota Senate Majority Leader, he's now retiring, but he's going to talk about Measure 1. He's not a fan of term limits. So... At a press conference yesterday about this, we'll talk with him about that. And then we wrap up with the director of the Center for Cybersecurity Research, with the director of that and the Associate Professor of Electrical Engineering at UND's College of Engineering and Mines. They have the second annual Cyber Awareness and Research Symposium coming up. So look forward to talking about that. All today on the program, those are our guests. You can weigh in by calling us, 855-200-1776. Local number 701-271-1100. Or you can text us, 701-237-1590. Question of the day. We'll start this on the very beginning of the program and welcome your thoughts on this. Do you trust the election? Is the election shenanigans in the rearview mirror? Remember, there was a lot of what some call legal theft, where the rules enshrined in the Constitution of a state were tossed out the window due to the pandemic. So those are all gone. So are you back to a point where you trust the election results or not? Let me know your viewpoint there. And again, you can text us at 701-237-1590. Or call us, 855-200-1776. Text number again, 701-237-1590. Do you trust the election? Are you confident the election results will be as they're supposed to be? A listener wants us to ask Rick, if legalization is so great, why are drug and teen prostitution in European countries starting to roll back and break down? I'll ask him. Listener says by text, I thought Rick Becker was the most composed. Rick Becker did well in the debate. Senator Hoeven and Rick Becker, I think, had the best command of the facts, right? And you can disagree or agree. I mean, like Rick Becker's big thing on Senator Hoeven that he wants to harangue him with is Biden's infrastructure boondoggle, is what I think he calls it. But it is infrastructure, and it was bipartisan. Senator Hoeven, Senator Cramer, both voted for it. They did so to prevent a much larger package because they gave two reasonable Democrats, Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, something else to vote for. I've called it chess before, and I think it was just that. I think they were playing a little chess. In other words, all right, this is a reasonable deal. Vote for this, then you don't have to vote for that unreasonable deal. Yeah. But Becker was cool. I mean, I think in the case of Hoeven, you've got sort of pile-on. You got two on one, so it'd be easy to let that get under your skin a little bit. Becker did a nice job. I don't think Rick Becker's going to win. I actually think, just given the amount of Democratic votes in the state, Katrina will probably have more percentage-wise, but she's going to lose by a ton, too. Seen some internal polling in that race, and it's not close. It's not close at all. And, of course, Becker has to peel off conservative slash libertarian votes from Hoeven. So that's a tough pull, too. Add to Hurricane Katrina, bobblehead Katrina. Yeah, there was something weird going on there with the... I liken it to somebody who has no chance in a debate, no chance in a race, sort of throwing a Hail Mary. You know, you're just going to kind of go to the extremes out there. There was a little bit of that going on, for sure. Texter says, will the U.S. elections be on the level? No. Stephen Owens, the owner of Dominion Voting Machines, is the nephew of Joe Biden. Is that true, Kevin?
As far as I can find out, most sources say no, that's false.
Yeah, I just seen that one's so far-fetched. Stephen Owens, the owner of Dominion Voting Systems, the nephew of Joe Biden. And then this listener says, here's what Irish politician Mick Wallace said about U.S. elections. Democrats in the U.S. don't want peace because the military-industrial complex helped them get into power. They're clearly subordinate to the war machine and don't care how many people die.
Oh, yeah.
People want peace. Self-serving politicians do not. All right. Keep those comments coming. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Of the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, or today by any size fountain pop, 79 cents. Also, let me see what they're serving up today. How's Salisbury Steak sound?
Oh, that works.
NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Chicken Alfredo in Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue and I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, always a lot of choices there. Never a bad stop. You're always going to be loving life. Scallop potatoes and ham or hot dish. Did I tell you Chicken Alfredo in Glendon yet? That's your step, Kev.
Oh, yeah.
Meatloaf on 45th.
Shout out to the popcorn chicken in Glendon, too. Always strong.
PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Jim.
Howdy. Yeah, that Governor Hoeven, you know, God, as long as he's around, he's going to be, you know, Mitch McConnell's bend-over Hoeven type guy. And Mitch McConnell needs
okay.
to go.
We got enough. We got enough from your commentary. Thank you. Let's clean it up a little bit there. Text box is full up. Question of the day, by the way, do you trust the election? Don't count the votes yet. Vote for Becker. Signs all over in Western North Dakota. Signs do not equate votes. I'll just tell you that. They just don't.
Maybe he'll shock the world. We'll yeah. see.
That's why we vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've seen some polling that suggests that percentage-wise he'll be under Katrina. Which, again, isn't crazy because you've got a Democrat who has all of the Democrat votes, right? And in his case, Becker's case, you're sharing the vote on the conservative side. So... Doesn't make a lot of sense, but I would say don't consume the Kool-Aid as advice, and I'll take your advice on not counting the votes yet. Scott, after watching Mike Lindell's information, heck no, regarding whether or not you trust the election. Another said, Scott, you're going to have Mike Lindell on soon to discuss the 60 Minutes program that recently had the CEO from Dominion Voting Machines? Okay, Kev, did you ever see that? You ever see the 60 Minutes report?
I have not watched it yet, no. I got a link for it, though. It's on YouTube.
And you don't know the gist of it? I have no idea what their premise was. I don't.
That there's nothing to see there. It was Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes,
I guess,
so go with that.
We really shouldn't need much of a translation.
Anybody that ever says nothing to see here, I immediately put you out of my... Nothing to see here. Ah, come on. Most secure election.
You discount them immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
No, sorry. There's plenty to see there, and the fact that you're saying there's nothing to see there gives you zero credibility. So come around, you know, and that's they're constantly doing this. Pick a topic. Southern border, nothing to see there. Everything's fine. Economy, nothing to see. Well, yeah, there's a couple things to see there, but that's Putin's fault. No crime, nothing to see there. Don't worry about abortion. Think about that.
Anyway, I'm with you. We'll have Mike back on. Get that scheduled ASAP. Do I trust the election? Asked rhetorically. This fine listener, no. The goofy rules might be gone, but are we still using the same machines to count? Have they been proven to work perfectly? Did North Dakota ever do an audit of their election? Even a good running business goes through audits and inventories just to make sure. Good question, and I'm going to make a note of that right now, because I believe Josh Gallion, the state auditor, did audit the machines. I'm pretty sure he did. So, making a note right now of two things. Josh Gallion audit, and also you want Mike Lindell back on, related to 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes, is there anything, to your point, Kev, 60 Minutes that does that we should go, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, in the day? Absolutely.
I trust
back,
that.
Back
not
when,
now,
I mean,
though.
No. It's,
yeah.
it's all bought and paid for now. You know, CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer. I mean, it's just not legitimate. It's all theater now. It's all partisan. Anything they say mainstream media, which means any network, you know, it's just liberal and conservative, you know. There's no such thing as mainstream media anymore. How many people actually sit down at 5:30 and watch the ABC evening news anymore? Or, you know.
Five.
I mean, seriously.
Five
right?
people.
The numbers are nothing. So mainstream, define mainstream. Look at Fox's ratings. Look, I mean, look at the downloads that Newsmax gets.
A few more texts.
I'd say that's mainstream.
Rolling in here so we can get in before the bottom of the hour in our conversation with John Hinderacher. The election will only be legit, says this listener, if the Republicans win, right? Is that what you, your station, and sponsors Newsmax and MyPillows continue to sell? A little snarky there.
No, I wouldn't say that. The election will be legit when so many factors don't line up to make you question it and say there's no way that that happened. You know, I mean, hey, come on, more votes than Barack Obama? Biden was that popular? Come on.
Another listener, I think there will be Democrat moderates that vote for Hovind. Probably, I think the Republicans in North Dakota have such commanding election support that what you're talking about is not far-fetched. Texter says the Dutch legalized pot, like the High Times Mag and normal dopers have pushed for decades, but it let other drugs seep in. Now Amsterdam is a junkie paradise. California did the same when Moonbeam Brown decriminalized pot in the 70s. In the 80s, any drugs on the streets. By the way, the designer drug bus, mostly ecstasy, were largely shipments from European countries like the Netherlands. So Dakotans, you want rave-level drug problems, then legalize pot. Not a resounding debate for that.
So, no then.
No would be their answer, which would be the majority of our audience for sure. Our texter might want to also listen for Rick Steves, PBS guy, campaigning in favor of legalizing pot a little later on here in the program. A couple others. Stephen Owens is related to Joe Biden through Valerie Biden Owens, the younger sister of Joe Biden. Stephen Owens is the nephew of Valerie Biden Owens. My research is spot on. All right. Shirt tail relative. I really question the safety of voting and the way you guys talk. It makes me wonder how you can deal with Kevin Cramer saying there's nothing to see here. Just asking. Love your show, says D. All right, one more in here before the break. To that snarky comment, why is Hillary already claiming the election will be stolen? Is Hillary an election denier? I heard that, by the way. Definitely heard that. All right. Thanks for that. More of your comments by text, welcome. 701-237-1590 or call us 855-200-1776. More of What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the high-profile race for New York State Governor, polls indicate that interim Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul and Republican challenger Representative Lee Zeldin are now locked in a very close contest. This will be determined in less than 2 weeks. Representative Zeldin on Fox News says the issue of crime in New York and soft-on-crime DAs are on New Yorkers' minds.
We need to suspend cashless bail and these other pro-criminal laws, and the first thing that I will do the first day that I am in office is telling the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he is being removed.
After a trial filled with interruptions, madness, and confusion, Milwaukee resident Daryl Brooks was found guilty of 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide after crashing his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just about a year ago. In all, he intentionally hit 68 people. The World Series in baseball starts tomorrow between Houston and Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Suntan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving when the sun goes down.
All right, back on What's On Your Mind.
When the sun
from the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. One of the two of you have John Hinderrock on? The program this morning? Okay, beautiful. Glad to hear it. But I want to tell you about our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons before we do that. The indoor air quality experts. That didn't end, you know. The need to have superior indoor air quality actually was a thing prior to COVID, and it remains a thing after COVID and the pandemic. And the pros are H.A. Thompson & Sons. Many types of filtering systems that are out there. And they know this game. They have them from the residential side to the commercial side. For more information, check them out at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Since 1908, started as a little plumber, and they keep going. And H.A. Thompson & Sons, you tell them Scott sent you, would you? John Hinderrocker, president of the Center of the American Experiment, is here. John, hello. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Glad to be with you.
It was fun to see your team up making the rounds in North Dakota last week. Of course, the American Experiment North Dakota is alive and well, so we appreciate that very much. That was talk a little bit about the report. It was well received, right?
Yeah, that's an energy report that that advocates not just energy independence for the United States, but energy dominance. It's really important for foreign policy and really the future of the free world, if we could still use that term, that the United States fully develop our energy resources. And Scott, watch for it, because we've got a pro oil and gas video that we are putting the finishing touches on, and everybody in North Dakota is going to see this video. It features regular citizens in North Dakota talking about why they support North Dakota oil and gas. It's just dynamite, and you're going to be seeing it very soon.
That will be well received, as energy dominance has been well received in North Dakota. Why do you think in more places, Minnesota is an example, and other states, they don't see the example of the energy dominance that happened under the Trump administration and go, why wouldn't we do that here? Why are we going to Venezuela begging for oil? What's the disconnect there, John?
It's a little hard to understand, Scott, honestly. But I think what's going on is that for a long time we have been bombarded with the so-called green green propaganda. I mean, kids go to kindergarten and they start getting the green messaging, right? And I saw yesterday somebody at Goldman Sachs, actually, the head international commodities guy, said that over the last however many years, the percentage of the world's energy that comes from fossil fuels has gone from 82% to 81%. And with what's happening in Europe, it's probably higher than 82% right now. This is after $3.8 trillion have been spent on wind and solar energy. Okay, $3.8 trillion worldwide. And it's a chimera. It's a myth. You know, there is no transition going on to so-called green or renewable energy, and there's not going to be. Now, what we're seeing is enormous amounts of money being spent, and we're seeing blackouts popping up around the country, and they're coming to us soon. It's just a matter of time. Is it this winter or is it next winter? But I think the propaganda behind the money that's being made, and by the way, there's a lot of money being made on so-called green energy. I think the propaganda has just been so overwhelming that a lot of people have bought into it. And I wonder sometimes if it's going to take the lights not going on before people finally get the message.
What do we have to show for the $4 trillion?
Nothing. It's amazing. Nothing. The idea, of course, was to transition away from fossil fuels and toward wind and solar. And the global percentage of energy that comes from fossil fuels has gone over a period of a decade or more to from 82% to 81%, probably back up now over 82%. It has made a dent. And there's obvious reasons for that. You know, wind and solar are intermittent, unreliable, weather dependent, unbelievably expensive. I mean, just astonishingly expensive, along with being unreliable. So, you know, and you see it in Europe. They're not ordering up more wind turbines. They're trying to get their hands on more natural gas.
Yeah. Do you see things changing in that regard? Is that needle moving?
Oh, I think it's definitely moving. As you know, our group, American Experiment, has, I think, the top energy group in the United States. We've had people from 12 states now come to us and ask for our help in analyzing proposals for wind and solar mandates in their states. And we've got a model that will analyze the true full cost of wind and solar energy. And we've been bringing that to bear on behalf of people in now 12 states who want to respond to these proposals for mandates that are proposed by governors and legislatures and enthusiastically backed by many utilities that see the opportunity for a huge profit.
Yeah, so therein lies the thing folks ought to focus on, where that profit would go, correct, before they realize, you know.
Well, you spend $3.8 trillion, and that's a global number. That's not just the U.S., that's global. But when you spend $3.8 trillion, somebody is making a lot of money. You know, this has been a very profitable venture for a small number of people. But the rest of us are paying the bills. We're paying the bills as electricity ratepayers. We're paying the bills as taxpayers that fund these various subsidies. And it's really a huge factor driving the rising cost of living that everybody's so concerned about.
I want to talk with you about a couple of other things, including the gubernatorial race in Minnesota. Where do you see that at?
Well, it's going to be very close. You know, the last poll that came out was the Trafalgar survey that had Scott Jensen up by 2 points over the incumbent Tim Walz. One of the things going on in that race is that Tim Walz does not want to debate his record in public. So they had a debate down in Rochester, but Walz would only appear on the condition that it could not be broadcast to the Twin Cities. So if you wanted to watch it, you probably had to download an app. You had to search out a live stream. The sound didn't work for part of it. I mean, it was, you know, so very, very few people saw it. So KSTP TV station, you know, in the Twin Cities, they sponsored debates for all four constitutional offices, governor, secretary of state, auditor, attorney general. And the other candidates all showed up and they had three debates. Well, Governor Walz refused to appear, refused to participate. So for the governor debate, KSTP, and I would say to their credit, they had the stage and they had an empty podium on the stage where Tim Walz would have been if he had showed up, and Scott Jensen was there, you know, he appeared. And so for a half hour, the moderators asked Scott Jensen questions and he answered them, and there's just an empty podium where the governor would have been. It's really interesting, Scott. We saw in Pennsylvania what happens when somebody shows up and puts on a, you know, a pretty disastrous performance. John Fetterman, the Senate candidate. But I would say at least he showed up. You know, he's a stroke victim who's having some real serious issues. But, you know, to his credit, he showed up and participated. And I think it's a wide open question what voters in Minnesota are going to think about an incumbent governor who won't show up and defend his record.
I mean, I just can't wrap my mind around the idea of, yeah, I'll do it, but it can't be seen in the Twin Cities. Like, you know, I mean, it's just a bizarre response to me. You know, I wonder.
I'd rather have the TV station broadcast the picture, you know, of the of my opponent on the stand on the stage answering questions in an empty podium, you know, where I'm supposed to be. Is that a good look? I don't think so.
Yeah, I see. Hoping just so few people will watch that he has, you know, nothing to worry about there. I mean, is he? It's bizarre to me because it seems to me that Tim Walz would have enough command of the facts and, you know, his time there that he could defend his position and not want to hide from Scott Jensen. What I don't get it.
Well, he's a talker. You know, you put a quarter in the slot and Tim Walz, he'll give you a whole lot of words. You know, he'll talk away. He certainly could have done it, you know, and I agree with you. I think it's kind of puzzling, you know, to pass up the opportunity.
Bizarre. A couple of things I want to ask you. Do you trust elections? It's been our question today. It's based on previous elections. Do you trust the integrity of elections?
Well, it varies from place to place. If you ask me about Philadelphia, I say no, right? But I think it's a question of degree. You know, our elections are obviously not perfect. No question about that. On the other hand, I don't think that in states like Minnesota and North Dakota, for example, there's not a lot of fraud taking place. There's some. And if you've got an election like the Al Franken, Norm Coleman election that gets decided by, you know, 250 votes, 300 votes, in an election like that, you know, illegal voting certainly can make a difference. But I don't think it's a big factor, statistically. And I think it would be very foolish for people on our side of the fence. We conservatives, who tend to be the ones who are most concerned, who really care about election integrity, it'd be very foolish for us to start sitting out elections because we think they're not perfect. You know, I know they're not perfect, but let's get out there and vote.
45 seconds left. Minnesota's already legalized pot. North Dakota has it on the ballot. What advice do you have?
I think it's terrible. I think it's absolutely terrible. The pot, the THC that's going out now to children and gummy bears, you know, in many cases, as we find in Colorado, this is not, you know, the homegrown marijuana that used to exist in places like North Dakota and South Dakota back in the 1960s, and Minnesota back in the 1960s and 70s. This stuff is way, way more potent. It's made in a laboratory. I mean, it's very strong. A lot of psychotic reactions to it. I am adamantly opposed to this treatment of marijuana, of THC, as if it's just, you know, harmless substance. It's not.
Kevin reminds me, and I stand corrected, that Minnesota has medical marijuana, but not recreational marijuana. And that's what's on the ballot.
Well, that's on the agenda.
That's on the ballot here. John, thanks for the time. Always appreciate the conversation.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
The president of the Center of the American Experiment, John Hinderacher, with us on What's on Your Mind. Jim, the flagpole guy, when we come back. More to come, including a debate on legalizing marijuana.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hannon. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Browse all the bedding products that are there. Mattress topper, lowest price ever. MyPillow, life-changing. MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott for the best deals. And you know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, right? Now MyPillow has just announced they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's right. Any order placed between now and Christmas will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 2023. Oh my gosh, Mike's done it again. MyPillow.com. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Texture says, heads up, I'm not the least bit concerned about the election, but I am concerned that I hear almost no one asking where the Lord is. He is involved, and we would do well to understand how or face some big surprises. Thank you for that. Another said, as much as I want Democrats defeated in this election, I truly do. I'm very aware that the sprint over the cliff into the abyss will only show to be a brisk jog in the same direction under Republican leadership. The right has to change and get tough or we're doomed. Voters sound like broken records because the cycle never changes. If the right stood up by their principles like Democrats do, they'd hold control of Congress for 25 years. 271-1100. Text 237-1590. The one and only Jim the Flagpole guy is here to give us a little bit of wisdom. Good morning to you. How are you?
You know, Scott, for the first part of your show there, it seems like there's, especially your last guest, he described so much of the problems and the logical, you know, answers. And, you know, it seems like the problems are, they really don't make sense, and they're getting worse and worse. But, you know, the first thing any tyrant has to do is to divide us. But, you know, I don't really see that. I was just thinking today when I was leaving town here, I thought we're way more unified than we are divided. You know, if I talk about Jesus, the warrior veteran says I need to be a warrior. And if I talk about the warriors, Jesus, you know, followers say, pray more, Jim. We're rooting for you. Well, America is alive and well, and it's more unified than it's divided. And there's so many great examples of that. And as I leave Williston here, of which I get to spend the last couple of days here, which was very nice, the first time in 7 weeks. But I'm leaving again. I'll be in Minnesota tonight to pick up another load of poles. But I'm standing in front of the Freedom Monument that the Military Affairs Committee had put together. And I sat on the board a little bit, and I wasn't on a lot of help, but I'm learning how all that works. But it's what a beautiful freedom monument. It's just another example of American greatness where volunteers came together, and they give their time 365 days a year, and they put together this beautiful monument that it has a kiosk, and it tells you it is dedicated, recognizes the sacrifices of all U.S. military service members who served in peacekeeping and or combat action theaters after 1975. And it's the most beautiful monument, and I just didn't get to be around for the presentation as I had to go out and put my business first, but I just knock it out of the park, the volunteers of the Military Affairs Committee, that they did such a fantastic job. And that's what America's about. We are unified. I'm so grateful to be in Mandan, where I'm headed back today on the way through. And, you know, what the team that's being put together, the more that I try and control things, the worse it gets. So the more I let control over, and the right people are coming on board to help. We've got a salesman of Black Hills, Mr. Eric Butler. He's at 100% sales rate since he started 2 months ago, Scott. They're tracking him down. So America's unified. America's patriotic. I say I'm your biggest cheerleader. Keep doing the next right reason for the next right reason with God, and this country will be, well, you'll be okay. Doesn't matter what happens to us. But thank you, Scott, for being in my life and the Flag Family Media and to everybody that helps make this come together.
Well, thank you. Safe travels, as always. Of course, the patriotism that you deliver through the blood, sweat, and tears of your good work is life-changing to a lot of folks.
Amen to that.
Keep at it, my man.
Thank you. God bless you, Scott and Kevin. God bless America.
Right back at you, brother. Keep up the great work.
There he is. Jim the Flagpole guy.
Who else gets to use the phrase that I'm going to pick up a load of poles today? That's, there you go.
Thank you.
Not the Polish.
No.
These are actual flag
That's
poles.
Actually Poles, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Texas says, if you're concerned about election fraud, that is all the more reason to get out and vote, because then they'll have to cheat even more. The more they cheat, the more likely it is they're brought
that
to
light. That is a great point.
It is. Yeah. Don't bellyache about it. Get out there and vote. Do your part. Much appreciated. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
They call it the big lie. Repeat a false claim over and over, and soon it's accepted. All this week, Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing the big media lies and how they're destroying America. Find out the big networks pushing big lies about Republicans, Donald Trump, and more. Eric names names. He even exposes how the big media polls are manipulated. Watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Central. Millions are tuning in to Eric and Newsmax for the news they can really trust. I watch Newsmax all the time. Find Newsmax on major cable systems and streaming platforms. If they don't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch Newsmax anytime, anywhere. Find out why millions are making the switch to Newsmax. Tune in to Eric Bolling tonight. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.